First of all, I got to ask you, I'm sure you get asked this in every single interview, but I'm going to do it because we're goobers. You're in Kentucky, the land of the goober. What was it like to work with Lucille Ball?
Oh, wow. That it was great. It was tough. She was very, very tough on me. And she was very upset at that time. Desi actually passed away while we were shooting the show.
Oh, my God.
And the show was not a success. And I think she was kind of looking at the end of her her professional career, and she kind of channeled that energy towards me and expected me to do my job and learn my lines.
Yeah.
And I was kind of horsing around on the set, and she...
Oh, you were just a kid.
I was 10 years
old. Yeah.
But I learned some valuable lessons from her, and by the end of it, we became very close.
Did she teach you how to really embrace your inner redhead?
Yes.
I figured as much.
She did, and she taught me how to play the saxophone.
No kidding!
What? Yeah, there's an episode where...
Wait, Lucille Ball taught you how to play sax?
Yeah.
Is this a scoop?
This is the very first time this is ever coming out.
Yeah.
Dude, we finally are going to crack the ceiling.
Are you going to play saxophone today?
You know, I sort of picked it up at 10 and dropped it off at 11.
So you're not a Coltrane prodigy or anything like that?
I'm just terrible.
Gosh. Well, I got to ask you, the new album, Voyager, it seems to be an extension from your last solo, the Rabbit Fur album. And it just seems, almost kind of like a... like an Americana-ish in a way. It seems like you're telling stories, but there's also some darkness there too. What's that about?
I just have always been attracted to the dark side. Mm-hmm. Just stories growing up, I was always reading Elroy crime mm-hmm. novels, so there's something seedy in there that I like to find. But hopefully with the music, it's poppy and upbeat.
It is.
So you can kind of... you know, bop your head to it, but really the lyrics have a kind of darker subtext.
And was that, I mean, because like the album photo, the album you did with the Watson sisters, it's kind of got this kind of like American Gothic darkness about it. It's like, and then you put it on and there's these fabulous harmonies, but yet there's still kind of like a little undercurrent. Is that kind of an approach, or does it just naturally come out, do you think?
It's just my taste. You know, I've always been a big David Lynch fan,
mm-hmm.
and I've always loved creepy imagery as two identical women walk
those
by.
Those could be the Watson twins, and we just saw them luscious, and they're looking very luscious today.
We were talking about creepy imagery, and then you sort of walked by, and
I don't
thank
think that's
you.
Creepy.
Actually, no, we don't think that's creepy. And in fact, we're interviewing you next. We're going to follow you in there. I bet it is.
For those who cannot see what we see, would you like to describe?
Well, the band Luscious just walked in. They're part of their credo is to dress identically, and they in fact were identical. And we're just talking about the Watson twins, which is kind of a God moment, I guess. And it is Sunday. How are you having? The Voyager album, I read that you went through this insomnia thing. And for those of us who occasionally suffer from insomnia, it's almost like being in this altered state. Did you do much writing during that insomniac period?
I did, and I was so desperate to get back to sleep. I'd always been a great sleeper, nine hours a night since mm-hmm. I was a tiny little kid, and suddenly I was jolted from that. And it's just amazing how quickly things deteriorate when you don't sleep. And I just started to lose my mind a little bit. And in those moments, while I was lying awake, my lyrics just kept flashing before my eyes. Mm-hmm. So luckily, I had something to do.
To kind of take your mind off of being off of yourself, I guess.
Yeah, it was so weird. Sleep deprivation is such an odd thing.
Did you do much revision of the lyrics afterwards? Or is it pretty much what we hear and read is what came out during that time?
Well, I wrote the songs over a 5-year period. When I went in to record with Ryan Adams, who mm-hmm. produced the bulk of the record, he just took a pair of scissors to a lot of those songs and cut them up and cut verses. And
mm-hmm.
and I went in there with a very open frame of mind, you know.
As an artist, are you comfortable with that? Or is it somebody you got to be, feel like you want to collaborate with to do that with your work?
Yeah, I think it depends on where you're at creatively. Mm-hmm. I needed help. I sought him out, so I was open to his criticism. In the past, maybe I wouldn't have been so open.
Was that, did the song Just One of the Guys come out of that? Is that one of them that got cut and pasted a bit?
No, that one is intact. That was the first song that I wrote of this batch of tunes. Could have ended up on the last Jenny and Johnny record or Rilo Kiley record. It's been around that long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you performed it with the Jenny and Johnny thing?
Yeah, yep.
I'm guessing the Johnny thing was your red hair, given that he's a Scotsman. That must have been the connection, at least for him.
Yes.
Are y'all touring together still?
He's not in my band this time because he has to make his own records, write tunes and whatnot, but he'll come out and visit soon.
Good deal. Well, in terms of that particular song, that seems to be the one that's getting a lot of attention. Do you feel like you're one of the guys when you're in the band?
Well, you know, I grew up on the road, surrounded by men, driving in
with
a
Rilo
van.
Kiley, yeah.
Yeah, with Rilo Kiley, driving in a van to God knows where. So, I feel very comfortable in that environment, but as an adult, you know, I've made a point to reach out to women in my work.
Yeah.
So there's always a spot for a woman in my band, and I found that those female relationships, personally and professionally, are really important.
Is that, have you stayed close with the Watson sisters? Do you ever go down to New Orleans and work or anything like that with them?
Well, they're actually in Nashville.
But aren't they from New Orleans?
They're from Louisville.
You know what?
They are.
You're exactly right. I completely, for some reason, I had New Orleans on my head.
They're from right here, and they actually will be joining me this evening for a couple songs.
So that's a little preview that we can, for those who haven't bought tickets, come down to see a mini reunion of Jenny and the Watson sisters. I didn't know they were from Louisville, but I love the album. It's amazing. So what's next for you? You're going to tour, you're touring with what, Ray LaMontagne and Beck? And then you don't have the rainbow outfit on, though we saw it in the Herald Leader. You talked to our buddy Walter Tunis, interviewed you. You were the feature in the Lexington Herald Leader weekend edition, front page rainbow suit.
Wow.
You've arrived.
I've arrived.
You know what, if you retired today, you've done it all now.
You know, I feel like an adult party clown. In that suit. I'm 38 years old. It's really sad.
Well,
that's the name of her next record.
Adult Party Clown.
Is it Adult Party Clown? You were talking about Bill Murray before. I assume it was a friend of yours. I mean, I could see Bill Murray starring in the movie Adult Party Clown, and you could be like, you know, his manager or something like that.
But isn't there already a movie called Bad Santa, which is kind of, right? Which I love that movie. I don't know if you've seen it recently.
I have.
We watch it every
Bob
year.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Now, oh, it's so good.
You are in touch with the dark side.
See? Yes. See, that's...
You know what you need to do? You need to talk about Brett. Have you ever heard of a guy, I'm sure you have, of Thomas Merton?
No.
Thomas Merton, the great Trappist monk. He's written, he's a Louisvillian too. And since you recorded and worked with the Watson sisters, I think we should go ahead and make her a Kick-Ass Kentuckian, Mike. What do you think?
I think we should.
You're now a designated Kick-Ass
That's
Kentuckian.
All we need to do is just
Me?
Say you
ask,
are.
Ask, ask from the, Vegas.
I know, but ask the Watson sisters about being a Kick-Ass Kentuckian. They'll be very impressed.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Nice talking to you.
Well, I know this is part of your job and all that, but it was really special for us.
Oh,
we look forward to hearing more of you down the road. And I'm really looking forward to hearing you and the Watson sisters tonight.
Great.
Who I didn't know were Kick-Ass Kentuckians. I thought they were just wild New Orleans girls.
Sandy Lewis, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.